Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is September 23rd, and you've joined us for another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, Fridays to hear another drop of education and hopefully get a little bit of inspiration to move us forward in our days. Today, Wednesday, is the day we cover personal training, professional training. What does it mean to be a wellness advocate in the world? You know, one of the most amazing ways that we quote-unquote sell oils is simply by sharing them. And what's the best way to share them? Well, to use them and have it be a part of your life. There's no doubt about that. But that also doesn't mean that there aren't some skill sets. There aren't some things that we can do to look at ourselves, to look at ourselves, look at our behavior, our performance, and what we're doing, and to improve our ability to communicate and relate with other people. So today we have Jason Howell has a guest out for us today. Jason, I know you had something prepared. What do you have for us today?
You know, today is actually an exciting day for me. one of my dear friends that I've known for, it feels like forever. I love this guy. Mm-hmm. He is one of the most remarkable individuals that I've come across. We got to know each other in another company about, I don't know, I'd say about about 9 years ago. And that was our first encounter. And since then, we've actually had the pleasure of working on several different projects together. And recently, he has actually, I'll let him tell his story, but for me, this gentleman is salt of the earth. He's taught me a tremendous, tremendously about doing business and showing up with integrity. The one thing that I really get from the gentleman I'm going to be bringing out is his heart and passion for people, and you'll soon, very, very soon see why. I had the privilege of going through a discovering my why process. It was some pretty hard work, you know, I have to say, and I don't want to, I'm not saying that to preclude anybody from wanting to do it. I think it's probably the most important work that anyone can do, one of the most important works that anybody can do, because finding your why and really getting connected with what your purpose is, why you're here, at a deeper level, like a really deep level, is extremely extraordinary. And for me, it's been tremendously valuable and beneficial to me just over the last several days that I've actually come very closely connected to this why. And he was my facilitator. His name is John Jackson. We call him JJ. He's 5 foot, what does he say? 5 foot, 17 inches tall or something like 19 inches tall. He's a huge man. He is just absolutely a giant. And he's probably got the biggest heart that I've ever met in an individual. And it's my privilege and pleasure to actually have him come out. He is a dear friend of mine, and he's going to talk with us today about the importance of discovering your why and his journey to finding it and gaining a relationship with the gentleman that actually started this movement of discovering your why, Simon Sinek, which I know a lot of you are familiar with the book Start With Why. So, JJ, are you there?
I am, and live in living color. Am I coming through loud and clear, Jason?
You sound a little bit distant, but keep talking.
How's that?
Better.
Is that any better? Well, you know what? Yeah, well, we'll give it a try. Hey, man, thank you so much for having me out, Jason. Hey, Joe, how are you doing? You may be muted, but
I'm never muted. Well, I may be a mute, but I'm never muted, JJ, and you know me for years as well, so be careful when you open the door for me to speak. Sometimes it will be winter by the time it'll be spring by the time I shut up. Welcome to our radio show, JJ.
Thank you so very much, and Jason, thank you for your kind words, and you know, I consider myself very blessed, very fortunate to, you know, be in the same space with you all. I want to honor you all for your passion and commitment to, simply put, serve others. Joe, as I was hearing you earlier, you talked about that quote that you heard. You know, I heard it put, you know, that Mark Twain has this quote, and it's probably the same thing, maybe a word or two is different, but the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. Mm-hmm. And, I have a question for everybody listening here on today's show. If someone were to ask you, what's the purpose, what's the cause, what's the belief that inspires you to do what you do, what would you say? Now, you know, in the context of Doterra and what's happening within this incredible community, is health, is wellness. Well, so many times people, Jason, you and I have talked about this at length, so many people, you ask them what their why is, and they're really telling you is a what or a how, what they do. But at the core of each and every one of us, I believe this too, I believe that God gave each and every person a unique gift. Now, here's why that gift was given to each and every one of us. That gift is not for us to keep and hoard. That gift is for us to share. That gift is uniquely designed, and everybody's is different. That gift is uniquely designed not for us to have as a gift. That gift is designed for us to have an impact on the world that we live in. I'll follow this up with I ask you the first question. If someone were to ask you, what's the purpose, what's the cause, what's the belief that inspires you to do what you do, what would you say? It's not make money, it's not, you know, at the core of us, like my why is to serve others through love and respect so that they love and respect others. And I could have a whole other conversation about how those words came to be. It's true to who I am. That is the overarching compass that drives every decision that I make in every area of my life. And my question for you all is, have you all identified your unique gift? You all know what that unique gift is? And that contribution that you and only you offers to the world. Do you know what it is? Have you identified the inspiring impact that your unique gift has on the world? And do you know how to share these transformational discoveries, and that's exactly what they are, in a way that'll touch, that'll move, that'll inspire the people in the world who simply do this, who simply believe what you believe? And what I've done and what I'm in the process of working with Jason and Joe here is creating an experience designed for you to not just to be able to answer these questions, but to positively impact others in a way that's completely authentic to who you were designed to be in the world. See, I believe in inspiration and innovation and entrepreneurs. I believe in second chances, that it's never too late to begin again. I believe knowing your why changes everything. I believe that there is a champion inside of everyone waiting to be unleashed. I believe that one person can change the world. I believe it gets better when we work together. And I believe in taking action, no more sitting on the sidelines. I believe in the American dream, no matter where you live. Do you believe what I believe? If you do, that's a good thing. It's a good place to start from. You know, I was a marketer for a lot of years, and Jason, as Simon says in his book, and I've had the pleasure of working with Simon in various forms and capacities, helping him in different ways and his team there, in different ways within this discovery process and serving in that capacity. And but in his book, he has a profound, you know, if I were to just take one thing from Simon's book, Start With Why, is that, and this rocked my world, by the way, that there's two things that drive human behavior. There's only two things that drive human behavior. One of them is manipulation. The other is inspiration. Only one of those is sustainable. And I came face to face with a simple truth. And Joe and Jason, you both saw me in a space where this is a, you know, so much of what I did was manipulative. Did it work? Yeah, it worked for a little while, but eventually it doesn't last. And I made a commitment when I came face to face with this truth that no longer will I be a part of something that's manipulative, because I just want to do something or do anything and everything that I do that will be sustainable in the long term, because in the end, it is truly about fulfillment. Because real fulfillment, ladies and gentlemen, comes only when we have an impact on somebody else's life. It comes from serving others. You say, wait, real fulfillment comes from serving others? I believe it does. Some people believe fulfillment is akin to winning the lottery. Like, oh, I hope I win it someday. Or I hope I'm one of the lucky ones who are able to attain such a life. Oh, please, please, please bestow this gift of fulfillment. Please, 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 can I have it? Look, fulfillment is not a lottery ticket, folks. Fulfillment is a right. Fulfillment is not a luxury. Most people do not feel fulfilled by the work they do, plain and simple. Most tolerate their careers, but they don't love their careers. See, our ultimate goal should be to help assist individuals to hear their alarm clock ring each and every morning, feel inspired to do the work they do, that they're called to do, and end each day fulfilled by the work that they do. Fulfillment, in large part, comes from feeling a part of something bigger than ourselves, from having a reason to get up and do the work that we do beyond our need just to make money or provide for our families, from having a purpose for what we do, from knowing why we do what we do. You may be saying, okay, JJ, hang on a second, time out. What is this? What does this mean for me? I want you to pause just right now briefly in your mind. I want you to commit to fully receiving this next truth. This is about you. Maybe for the first time in your life, having the ability to be the authentic leader, and Jason and Joe and I and Ryan, my partner, my Ryan Nelson, I have to give him some love too, because in spirit he's right here with me. He's just as passionate about this as I am. But I'm fully committed in what everything that I do is about assisting you being able to think, act, and communicate in a way, and by the way, I'm going to remind you, a way that's uniquely you, and only you, where you now have the ability to inspire those people around you. Where's the shift? You go, there's a shift that has to take place there. Yeah, it's very simple. I mean, again, like the shift is moving from manipulation to inspiration. And remembering that only one of those is sustainable, and that's inspiration. You go, okay, you may be selling this incredible doTERRA product line. The challenge in front of you now is to make a shift in perspective. Remember that people don't buy what you're doing. They buy why you're doing it. Because, see, when we have a sense of why we do what we do, we're better able to make decisions and steer our careers in a way that contribute directly to that purpose, to that cause, to that belief. The result is we feel like we belong. We have a reason for what we do. In other words, we feel fulfilled. See, if you were to look back and assess the path that you've taken to you achieving your fulfillment, have you taken any wrong turns? Maybe were the directions that were given, were those wrong? Okay, let's be candid. Was the navigator to your success and fulfillment being manipulative? Many of the navigators in our past, mine included, my hands high in the air, folks, they were being manipulative. And I made a commitment. I said, no more. And with what I'm doing here and I'm blessed to be able to be doing this with Jason and with Joe here moving forward, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to put each and every one of you in a position to serve and work with people who believe the same thing. See, the reason to discover our why is that it serves as a compass. It gives us a single focus to point us in the right direction. It's the overarching driving force that guides everything that we do. Let me ask you another question. Are you sick and tired of being manipulated? I'm sitting here nodding my head. Most people are. And with your why secured tightly in your hand, embedded deeply in your heart, Jason, you just went through this. And at the forefront of your mind, it now acts as your filter through which to make important decisions, decisions that will affect how you manage your your career, your relationships, and your life. Having a clear sense of why we do what we do helps us stay inspired. And just as importantly, helps us inspire those around us. And at what point will you say to yourself that you refuse to be a part of a manipulative culture that has no chance of sustainability and choose to lead others in a way that inspires others? Because at the end of the day, that's really the point of all this, isn't it? Success is not an individual sport. It's a team sport. Ask yourself, is your team being inspired or are they being manipulated? Maybe it's a tough question to hear, but doggone it, I'm here for the truth. You know the truth. You know the truth, too. And if there's no team following you as a leader, that should tell you something. No, that should tell you everything. Real fulfillment? You know where it comes? It comes from finding people we can trust, the people who we know can help us, not the ones we hope can help us. And knowing why we do what we do significantly enhances our ability to attract the people who what? Who believe what we believe.
Well, and JJ, you know, it's interesting because as you talk about how important this why is and me going through the process of discovering my own internal why, you know, it's amazing when I look at what doTERRA has done and how their why from a corporate perspective has attracted so many incredible individuals that they have seen growth that is just unheard of because the intentions of a lot of the people that are here are pure. You know, they're service oriented. It's not about the money. It's not manipulative. It's truly about serving other people. And, you know, I think when people get a deeper, especially as you're becoming a leader, and, you know, a lot of people are here, they're here for the products, you know, first and foremost, because the products mm-hmm. work so well and they've had tremendous results. And then we have a lot of people that, you know, see this as an opportunity that they can really create a career out of, you know, and be a professional in this arena. And I think that, you know, when you move from, you know, we call, you know, we have three different types of people here. We have users, you know, people that love and use the products. We have sharers, people that love to kind of just share with other people. And then you have those people that want to build a business. And the individuals that, you know, kind of make that transition into building a business, this is when, you know, it's crucial that you find out your why, you know, mm-hmm. and the reason for doing the business so that it stays authentic. Because as a sharer, as a user, you know, that is, you know, you're kind of already authentically sharing the oils because of the impact it's had on you. Now you're naturally sharing that with other people because you want them to benefit as well. It's not for financial gain. But when you make that switch to do this as a business, it's so important to maintain that level of authenticity so that as you're approaching the business model, you're doing it from a totally different place. And it's never really about manipulation. It's you know, if you're really going to serve people, and you talked about a couple different things, you know, about fulfillment. And, you know, I've been to tons of different events. I've actually, I've had to do a lot of work on myself in order to overcome some of the things that I had gone through as a child. And, you know, and I know I shared this before, but, you know, my why, you know, and thank you for sharing yours. My why is to loyally help connect others so that they realize their power and strength to overcome. And that resonates with me so much. And as I look at, you know, what my desires are for the day, I'm always constantly reminded of this statement. And I say it to myself all the time. I mean, to where it's now just, you know, at first it was, you know, it was kind of new to me. It was the first time I verbalized what was deep in my heart. And so I think that as people go through this process of discovering your why and really understanding, you know, the purpose for being here and how you can contribute to the world, it's amazing. And Tony Robbins, I went to one of his events, and he's got some great training on this subject and of personal growth and development. And I know you like to call it self-awareness. But he said that the only way that anybody can really truly have fulfillment in life is, number one, to work on themselves and to grow, personally grow. And then number two, to actually contribute to other people. You know, what kind of contributions am I making? So those are the two foundational things where we're constant, never-ending improvement, and we're committed to serving other people. Those two things alone, he says, is what brings fulfillment. And mm-hmm. and it's right in line with, you know, your why statement and really coming to grips with that. So anyway, I just appreciate your comments there.
Well, and what I'd like to do, if I could just take another couple of minutes, I mean, you mentioned the business building piece of this. Can I share briefly, Jason and Joe, what, you know, how this directly ties into that as well? I think it's a relevant thing that we can briefly discuss here today. If we have time, I don't know. This is your show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because the power of this, and as far as from a business building sense, you know, it boils down to your brand, right? And believe it or not, folks, even as a representative, you know, doTERRA, people don't buy what you do; they buy, you know, why you're doing it. And then if you're in a position where you're inspired to build a business, okay, what's the most important thing a business has, right? It's their brand, right? You know, I've been a marketer. I've seen success. I've seen failure. But you know what? Mostly, I've seen failure. Okay. And I'll tell you a big reason why I'm doing what I'm doing now is because over time, I'll be real, that's taken a toll on my soul. It has. And because so much of it's so inauthentic, right? You know, it's like, for example, as a marketer in the digital world, it takes more than a good firm handshake, confident eye contact, looking the part, impressive credentials to make a memorable, you know, first impression. Don't get me wrong, all these things are good. They're just not enough anymore. With all these things that we have, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, blogs, YouTube, countless ways to become known, to become visible. We can connect with anyone, anywhere, anytime. Yeah, while I'm a huge fan of personal connections, the fact of the matter is your first opportunity to make a first impression so often occurs long before you meet somebody face-to-face. Because today, your opportunity to make an inspiring first impression as a business owner is largely dictated by what? Your brand, right? Look, we may not be Nike or Under Armour or Apple or McDonald's. Who you are and how you come across are vitally important to creating success. You know, in today's world, you know, especially in today's digital world, your brand is in the spotlight every day for the world to see. What are people seeing about you? It's a great question we can ask, but what are people seeing about us? Are they seeing the real you, or are they seeing the manipulative you? And if you can't, you know, answer that question with the rousing, yes, they're seeing the real me, well, you got some bad news. There's a problem. And what I'm doing with Ryan and with, you know, we're a stand for this, and in turn, I think Jason and Joe, creating the space to help people identify their purpose, the cause of belief that inspires them to do what they do. Help them discover those unique gifts that only you and can offer the world. By the way, what you can offer to the world, I can't offer to the world. And Jason can't offer to the world. Or Joe can't offer to the world. And I want to help you clearly appreciate the impact that gift has on the world. It's a discovery process. And learn how to carry that message in such a way that others will be touched and moved and inspired, especially those who believe what you believe. Here's the bottom line. If you're going to spend the time, the energy, and the money to brand yourself, do it in a way that's authentic and real to who you are and what you stand for, instead of going down this path of inauthenticity and manipulation. Like I said before, two things drive human behavior, manipulation and inspiration. Only one is sustainable. I'm here. Ryan's here. And I know Jason and Joe are here to serve, empower, and inspire those of you who choose the sustainable path, inspiration. And there's a shift that has to take place there, a shift in your communication that defines and positions you as authentic and true. Hear me out, and I'll close with this. When your brand and your message are inspired and authentic, people know it because they feel it. their gut instincts tell them that you, your business, your brand, it just feels right. Here's another truth. If you don't brand yourself, someone else will. And what manifests out of that scenario probably isn't what you desire. So take control of your message. Be you. You know why? Everyone else is taken. And when your brand is well-defined, well-communicated, and authentic, you get to control your messaging and create the kind of first and lasting impression that opens doors to opportunity. Jason, I know you and Joe know this, but you know there's three C's of branding, right? Clarity, consistency, and constancy. It's no coincidence that clarity comes first. What makes you you? I want to help you discover the answer to that question. How do you stand out from the crowd, especially in a crowded space? I want to help you put words to your message. What is it that you want to be known for? I want to help you create the answer to that question as too.
I think for each one of us, being able to find out that question is obviously where the challenge comes in. But it's not as big of a challenge as many of us often think it is it? The only real challenge is moving forward with something. You're never going to quite get your perfect why, and we're very grateful for JJ and for Jason and for everyone who's contributed to this. But the reality is that your why is your why. And the process of discovery is just that, a process. You can take the time to sit down and determine what's motivating you. What is your why? What's behind you? What is that thing that you can carry to the world? But you have some time to change it. You have time to take something to the world, let people know this is who you are. And if it's authentic, it's authentic. And you can still learn and grow from that version of your why. And as time moves on, as you evolve and you learn more about yourself, you learn more about the people that you're working with and who resonate well with your message, with your brand, the more you can, quote-unquote, tighten that up and make small changes to your why over time. So don't be afraid of getting your, quote-unquote, why just perfect. Just find out, ask yourself honestly, what's the most motivating thing to you? What helps you get up and get going? Work with your mentor. Work with your coaches to get that why just defined for now. And then move on that. And as you do, as you move forward and using that as a tool to help you in relating with other people, you will learn from that experience. You will gain from that. And they will too, because they know, at least in that moment, who you are. And if they're not sure, if your brand's not clear, if your why isn't clear and what you're doing isn't clear, you'll figure it out. They'll ask questions. You can ask questions. And that's the point. That's the process that we're all going through. So thanks again to JJ for his message and everything he's done with the Start With Why movement. We're grateful to Jason and all our members. We'll be back again on Friday with our community call. Please come prepared to share and be inspired by stories and information that our members have been able to glean and to experience themselves and to share with others. But absolutely looking forward to that call. It's my favorite call of the week. I'm sure it is yours too. Until then, hope you make it a great day. Bye for now from My Daily Drop Radio.